history and physical, patient name Stroup, Stroupe, Brenda, date 11/25/22, place Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. History of present illness, Ms. Stroup is an 80-year-old Caucasian female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient was a previous resident at a different nursing home and decided to transfer care to our facility. She was being treated for right lower limb cellulitis and Alzheimer's dementia. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. Since her admission, patient is doing well. There are no acute concerns for the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, cellulitis of right lower limb, atherosclerotic heart disease, atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, obesity, hypothyroidism, Alzheimer's dementia, overactive bladder, essential hypertension, osteoarthritis, gastroesophageal reflux, constipation, history of falling, major depressive disorder, generalized muscle weakness and unsteadiness on feet, and urinary tract infection, allergies, clonidine, Cardura, Lotrel, Norvasc, Finergan, and Pneumovax. Past surgical history, none noted. Family history, negative. Current medications, acetaminophen as needed for pain, ascorbic acid, 500 milligrams two times a day, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams once a day, biotin, 5,000 micrograms once a day, bisacodyl, 10 milligrams every 24 hours as needed for constipation, calcium and vitamin D, Docusate, 100 milligrams, two times a day. Donazepil, 10 milligrams, once a day. Eliquis, 5 milligrams, twice a day. Furosemide, 20 milligrams, once a day. Levothyroxine, 100 micrograms, once a day. Losartan, 50 milligrams, once a day. Memantadine, 10 milligrams, two times a day. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams, two times a day. Milk of magnesia as needed for constipation. Mometasone throat cream every 12 hours as needed for right lower limb cellulitis. Omeprazole 20 milligrams once a day. Oxybutynin 10 milligrams once a day. Polyethylene glycol powder 17 grams every 24 hours as needed for constipation. And venlafaxine 225 milligrams once a day for depression. Review of systems. A 10-point review of systems is negative other than what is mentioned above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 128 over 70, temperature 97.6, heart rate 66, respirations 18, blood sugar 138, and oxygen saturation 97% on room air. HEENT benign, neck septal, no JVD noted. Lungs, clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically. Cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs, abdomen soft, non-tender, non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4, neurological, grossly non-focal, dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, right lower limb cellulitis, continue current medications. Number 2, Alzheimer's dementia, continue current medications and assistance with ADLs. Number 3, hyperlipidemia, continue current medications. Number 4, constipation, continue current medications. Number 5, atrial fibrillation, continue current medications. Number 6, hypothyroidism, continue current medications. Number 7, hypertension, continue current medications. Number 8, esophageal reflux, continue current medications. Number 9, overactive bladder, continue current medications. And number 10, depression, continue current medications. Thank you.